New figures from the Residential Tenancies Board show there's been a rise in the number of landlords across all categories, from those with just one property to those with more than 100. The figures show that between the end of September 2023 and the end of September this year, there was a 6% increase in the number of landlords with just one tenancy. However, during the third quarter of the year, landlords also issued almost 4,000 notices of termination. Joining us is Rosemary Steen, who's the director of the RTB. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Can we talk first of all about this rise in the number of landlords, especially those with a relatively small number of properties? Because the figures you published today, well, I think it's fair to say they're at odds with the conventional wisdom.
Well, I think that's an important point to start with. I mean, the Rental Tenancies Board, we are the custodian of the National Registry of Data of Tenancies. So we see unique data. And today, actually, we were sharing a whole set of data to mark it's our 20th anniversary that draw on this register to answer specific questions that have come up, like about the situation around landlords, around Ireland's rental market. And we are seeing landlord numbers rising by about 5.7% annually to quarter three 2024. That's from quarter two 2023, when we started annual registration and tracking these individual properties. I suppose the key thing to note, Rachel, is we're not saying that landlords aren't leaving the market, and I do note your comment in regards to the notices of termination, but the key thing is that there are more landlords coming into the market than are actually leaving it. And that is having some pressure also on the influences of rent. So one of the more positive things coming out of the statistics today is that we are seeing the average rent for new tenancies starting to slow. So it's increased by a certain amount, but not as much as it was increasing previously. And that is really important in terms of the trends in the rental market. So that it's not to say that there still isn't a shortage of supply or that landlords aren't leaving, but there are landlords and other operators coming in who are seeing opportunities.
There has also been a rise in the number of landlords with 100 or more properties, so those big institutional investors. But they do seem to be predominantly based in Dublin, looking at your figures.
Yes, and we're seeing that in Dublin, and in some ways that also feeds into the increases in rent in the Dublin market. So it's very much a factor that over 50% of the rental market in Dublin is with this large number of landlords. And I think the statistics show in the past year that's gone from 81 to 115, these large corporate landlords. But what I would say, though, is that 66% of all private landlords are still landlords with just one tenancy. So, you know, it's different regionally. It's very much a phenomenon, the Dublin market, and some small presence in Cork of those corporate landlords, but it's not as much a presence across the rest of the country. And that's an important factor to continue in the importance of these small private landlords who've made an investment in their property. They're still an important part of the story around rent levels.
As we were saying, though, you do also compile figures on notices of termination. How many were there and what were the reasons given?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, there was about 40,000 in terms of just the level that we are 4,000, sorry, in the different quarter that we're looking at. But the issue was a number of those, there's only specific criteria that a landlord can give termination under, basically if they want to use the property themselves or they want to do substantial, you know, for a relative to move back in, or, you know, the specific criteria set under the Act. We're not seeing, as you know, there's been different peaks and flows, Rachel, in that. I suppose at the moment what we're seeing is the increase in the number of landlords is helping address that. And that then, as I come back to the point that it's very important that we realise at the moment that the new level of rent for new entrants is slowing into the market. And that's an important impact on rent inflation. So just, you know, what we're seeing is that all of these things are happening around the market, but there is an element of stabilisation that's now starting to happen.
Rents are still going up, though, as you say,
yes,
if not at quite the same pace as before. Where are the largest rises being seen?
So actually, interestingly, the largest levels of rise are not in Dublin. And that's part of some of the detailed analysis that we've published today. In fact, thanks to a detailed piece of analysis done by the ESRI, we can see that rent levels in Dublin are largely stable. In fact, 60% of tenancies saw no increase. But there are particular counties where we are seeing higher levels of rent increase that is causing some concern and that we're going to have to look at in more detail. In particular, those counties are Donegal, we're also seeing Monaghan and Leitrim. And those levels of rent increase, they are coming off a low base, but it may be linked also to landlords moving from the Dublin market, Rachel, to more regional investments, and then those rent levels are starting to increase. The other thing that the data has highlighted from the ESRI, which is particularly helpful to me from an enforcement point of view, is that there does seem to be some level of misunderstanding where landlords in an RPZ believe that they may increase rent when a tenant change happens. And we'll be doing much more communication and engagement with those landlords to say that if there is a change of tenancy and you're in an RPZ, that is not a basis for increasing rent.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. That was Rosemary Steen, who's the director of the RTB.